Next case, please.
Okay. The next case is 12173 NSBM LLC seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office, sections 115-88 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, west of Love Creek. The 911 address is 20860 Boat Hole Boulevard, Lewis. The zoning district is M, which is marine. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 7, Parcel 108. Again, they're asking for the use of a special use exception for manufactured home type structure as an office. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, four mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Stortini, 847 Cranbrook Drive, Wilmington, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Michael Stortini on behalf of MBM Construction and Mr. Moore of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We're here asking for permission to place a sales trailer on our Love Creek project, which is right off of Route 24. Let me apologize first for Mr. Moore, who could not be here in person at the last minute. He had a family conflict, and you folks get me instead of him tonight. So we prepared a little package showing you where where we propose to place the sales trailer on the site. We also included in your package two renderings from the architect, which will show what the project will look like. And the reason we're asking for this special use exception to place a sales trailer there is all of the buildings on the project are currently being demolished, so there's no place to start or begin pre-construction sales. And we'll be using the existing entrance. Existing gravel is in place for the sales trailer. It should not impact any of the neighborhood. It's a pretty simple request, I think.
And this is currently at the location of Rudy Marine, is it?
No. Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly. He's a tenant on the property currently.
Okay. All right. And if you will, explain how this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Well, it's a 14.5 acre site. We're using the existing entrance for folks to come in and out, and there are currently folks that are coming in and out of the property all day long to use the marina. It's just a 10 by 44 foot sales trailer that'll sit there. And currently there are, I think, seven greenhouses, eight shacks to the back of the property, which will all be demolished. So I don't see how this will impact anybody along Route 24 or any of the neighboring property.
And this will...
It's temporary. It should only be there for about a year until the buildings are constructed and we can use an actual model.
What year is the structure?
It's a rental sales trailer becoming from Williams Trailers. I would imagine it would be fairly new. We're going to set it up and make it look nice if we want to sell units.
Landscaping and such?
Yes, landscaping. Dress up the existing parking lot.
And right. When do you intend to set the structure?
As soon as we get permission from the county, we were told that we need the special use exception. Then we could apply for a permit to set the trailer, build the deck, dress up the parking lot, and do all of that. So once, if we get approval, we'll be applying for a permit, hopefully tomorrow or whenever it's approved.
This is for a period of 5 years.
You're asking for three.
I did not see that on the application. We only need it for 12 months.
Will your current tenant still be occupying the property while your sales trailer's there?
He will only be occupying a small part of the property, which would be the northwest corner of the property. He'll be in the northwest
corner. Where the tent is?
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly.
I'm familiar with the property because I ride by it all the time.
Oh, yeah. But the greenhouses will be gone, and the shacks in the back of the property will be gone. So there'll be no more greenhouse operations.
Are they really shacks?
Yes, ma'am. Got small cottages, shacks. I think they were used, they were probably used for the growers of the greenhouses were there.
Okay. And so you want it for a period of 3 years, is that correct?
Three years.
3 years, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to, because you said a year, then on here you had three.
Yes, 3 years.
Just to make sure.
Yes, sir.
I thought it looked like five.
I saw was three, but that's why I asked the question.
Yes.
Very well. Is that...
That may have been a note from staff on the first page, but in the second page with the applicants asking for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Because just because we're, you know, under that section of code, you can get up to five.
Right, so. Right. Okay. Okay. Questions, Mr. Workman?
You said you're going to... How are they going to get to the to the water?
I'm sorry?
How are you going to get to the water? Are you going to demolish the place in there? How do you get the vehicles and place it down to the arena?
Oh, the road system is going to stay in place. What's being demolished are, and I won't use the word shacks anymore, what will be demolished are the cottages in the rear of the property, the greenhouses will be demolished, and the metal building that's on site will be demolished. But the access road to the boat slips will stay right there, and that access road goes right in front of the sales trailer. Okay. So all of the marina slips will be accessible, and the sail trailer will not impact the use of the marina at all.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayors.
No questions.
Ms. McKee.
And you said it would be landscaped and.
Yes. Yes, it's in our best interest to ensure that it's landscaped and very presentable.
And the structure's not there at this time, correct?
No, the structure will be a rental modular trailer with a deck addition, bathrooms, landscaping, and a dressed-up parking lot.
Oh, any questions?
Mr. Callaway.
No questions at this time.
Mr. Sharp.
In the idea of that trailer is to attract people to the area to look to buy a unit, I presume. Is that right?
Yes, it's for pre-marketing for the 180 condominiums that will be constructed on the site. So we anticipate breaking ground mid-September and first structures early winter, begin structures early winter.
Do you have an incentive there to make sure it looks nice?
We certainly do.
And just as a, what are your neighbors? I know this, it appears like this is going to be in the front middle of the property if I'm looking at your site plan right. Is that correct?
Yes. So obviously Love Creek is to our east. To our west is basically I will say almost an abandoned lot that has a bunch of abandoned boats on it. And immediately to our south is the marsh and then the bay. So we're surrounded by virtually no neighbors or any neighbors.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any and all signage is pertaining to the property, regardless of use, will be in conformity?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Won't everybody speak up at once?
Alan's looking at me. From the testimony we've heard, I don't think this temporary structure would cause any more traffic, which would be a big concern for me, than if it was a permanent sales building or a house being used as a sales building. So I make a motion that we approve case 12,173 because it will not substantially adversely affect the use of adjacent neighboring properties.
Well, seconded that motion.
I have a motion. And a second, Mr. Mears and Mr. Callaway.
And is there a period of time on that?
3 years, as per the application, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For a period of 3 years. All those in favor, by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye, for the reason being stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
Mr. Mears.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
and aye for the reasons stated. So by a motion of 5-0, case number 12,173 is approved.
Thank you.